counting down the top 20 albums from the Earshot online charts. This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Henman and guest co-host Shotgun Jimmy.
Live from Sackville, it is the Earshot 20, and we are here for Sappy Fest. It is exciting to be live once again. Did this a couple years ago with Brian. It was a fun time. And now we're back again doing the countdown and having fun here in the in Sackville for the Sappy Fest Festival, the 11th edition. It's a great weekend lineup. We're going to talk all about it coming up in the next 2 hours of the program. And of course, we've got the countdown as well. And if you're not familiar with the program, the Earshot 20 is a national countdown of the charts, which come from earshot-online.com. That's the National Campus and Community Radio Report. You can find at that website. It is home to the National Top 50, where we get the top 20 every week, plus charts from all the reporting stations, lots of them reporting this week, and specialty charts, including electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. It's all there, earshot-online.com. Check it out and find us online a few ways to earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach us. And reach out if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We're happy to do it for you. We will play something from your latest release and give you an interview. It's packaged as a feature, and that's what we'll do. So do it. Reach out to us. We've got lots coming up in the program, including Shotgun Jimmy, who is at rehearsal. It's run a little late, so that's all right. We'll get things started here with the show, and he'll be joining us in just a little bit. And we've got all kinds happening on the charts. Of course, your number one from last week sticks around. So if you were paying attention, you know who that is. Lots of debuts below the top 20 and even a debut in the top 20 this week. We also said goodbye to some albums to make some room for some new stuff. So you'll hear all of that coming up in the program. It's all on the way and we're going to kick it off right now. In at number 18 will be Deerhoof, 19 Super Moon. But first, we'll kick it all off with your number 20 this week. Up from 25 last week, it is Brave Radar. Lionhead is the title of the album. And yeah, it's your number 20. Live from Sackville, this is the Earshot 20.
Thank you. Earshot 20. Number 19.
Shot 20. Number 18.
Thank you.
That was Acceptance Speech. Deer Hoof, you're number 18 this week. They're down from number 14 the week before. And before that was Supermoon playing here at the festival. And they're 19, down from number 11 the week before their album called Playland. You heard a song called Bottle Ships. To start off the program, Brave Radar, Lionhead is the name of the album. You heard the title track, and they are in at 20, up from 25. As I mentioned, we are live from Sackville for Sappy Fest 11, and joining me now is Shotgun Jimmy. How's it going?
Great, Anthony. Good to see you. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. And sound check went well. You were off at sound check before you came here. That went well.
It went good. I have a good sound check joke.
Let's hear it.
I know a great Polish sound technician. I know a good Czech one too. Check one, two.
That's good. Do you have more of those for the rest of the program?
That one, I got to give credit where credit's due. That is from Jordy Hines of the band By Divine Right. I saw Jordy last night, and he broke out the check one, two joke.
That's great.
In classic Jordy Dines PC humor, or sorry, PG humor, rather.
So good. Jimmy, you're playing the Thunder and Lightning tonight. All kinds of great stuff is lined up coming up in the next few hours to kick off Sappy Fest. What's most exciting for you when it comes to playing festivals like this?
I really enjoy hanging out with the other bands and just chatting and socializing. It feels like summer camp, but it's also I find a lot of really meaningful conversations can happen around brunch or supper. You know, you're just talking about what it's like to do what we do, and it's a good experience being in rock and roll summer camp in Sackville and hanging out with everybody.
Just very cool. And of course, lots of shows, as I said, happening. There is also some shows at the Painted Pony. I love the names of the bars and pubs and stuff in Sackville. It's great. Like Painted Pony, there's Ducky's, which is, I just love that's probably, it sounds like a good watering hole, huh? There's a joke.
I don't know. Oh yeah. 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 It's a little swampy in there.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It's not.
Awesome. Well, we've got more of the charts to come and more chatting with you as well. We're going to get to a little bit more music as we move through here. And coming up, of course, you're going to hear from Stephen Karlick, who is the senior editor at Exclaim Magazine. Still lots of music news to give you for this week, even though we are live in Sackville having fun. So as you look at the list, Jimmy, now you've been among some of this company, I have to say, as part of the National Top 50 and even on the program as we do the Top 20. So as you look through this list, is there anyone that you look at and you say, it's kind of cool that I was there with them? Is there anybody that's...
Oh, like to be among the greats?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's so many great bands on this list. It's exciting to see Jay Arner dominating the charts so consistently with J2. Killer record. Sounds beautiful. And he's also playing at the festival. He's someone I'm excited about seeing. Adrian Teacher and the Subs, also a label mate of mine on You've Changed Records. It's always a pleasure to be in the same realm as Adrian, also playing at the festival. Oh yeah, Weird Lines, playing at Sappy as well. I know.
it's like we planned it.
I think. Like you curated the festival, essentially. But it wasn't you. It was the people.
It was the people
that chose all these bands, and they happen to all be in the top 20 and all playing at Sappy Fest.
It's so good. Well, let's hear from a couple more right now. In at number 16 will be Twin River. They're coming up, but first you're going to hear from Catronata. The album is 99.9%. They're at 17, down from number 8 last week, and it's a song called One Too Many. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Playboy fatigue, they don't believe that, staring you apart. can't settle down, not right now. What you need and what you like, dreams and girls of every type. I've had one too many, I've had one too many. Sexy girls and skinny flights, planes and transatlantic flights. I've had one too many, I've had one too many. Oh yeah.
Take it back, y'all, now to the left. Take it back, y'all, now to the left. Take it back, y'all, now to the left. Take it back, y'all.
Just to see what I would find. I heard a secret and a saying.
That was Secret in Seance from Twin River. 16 this week, up from 21 last week. Sneaking into the program there, the album called Passing Shade. In before that, we heard from Catronata, sitting at 17, all the way down from 8 last week. 99.9% is the name of the album. The song called One Too Many. It is the Earshot 20, of course, live from Sackville. We are at Sappy Fest, having a grand old time doing the countdown here and enjoying the lead up to the festival. It is going to be great. Check it out, sappyfest.com. Also, another website you should check out, exclaim.ca. That is the great website where our music news comes from and is delivered to us every week by the amazing Stephen Karlick. He's on the line now. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Hi.
It's so good to hear your voice.
So amazing to hear me.
It is. We've got all kinds of things to talk about, so we'll jump right into it. And this first story, I think Tom York might have jinxed himself by a surprise at the positive reception from Radiohead's new album.
Or gotten himself a lucky charm, depending on how you look at this. Yes, while Tom recently noted his surprise at people actually enjoying the music of Radiohead, he made a comment about being surprised that people were still interested in the band after all these years. It is not all love for the group. A Christian group has just used the frontman's famous face in a campaign warning people about the allure of Satan. That's right. A social media post from religious group The New Generation of God has doctored a picture of York into an ad warning people of the, quote, eight things that Satan uses to enslave you and destroy you. For some reason, a cartoonish filter has been thrown over the source photo that adds a few scars to York's visage. Around his face lie a list of forbidden activities and practices, including, amongst other things, pornography, avarice, atheism, idolatry, disobedience to God's law, drugs, and many other things. You can see the photo at exclaim.ca to see what exactly is Satan using to enslave and destroy you. And you can see why Tom York's face has been used. I have no idea. It's really, really weird. I actually think it's maybe just a bit of good marketing on the part of these weird bigots.
It's so strange, and you're right, nothing makes sense about the picture, really. It's just weird.
Apparently, the same photo has been used both to promote a marital help book in Iran and also to sell medication in Russia. So maybe it's just sitting in the free bin, ready to be used for whatever weird purpose people worldwide have for it.
One of those stock photo websites or something. Who knows?
It must be. It's so weird.
That is weird. All right. Well, poor Tom York. But hey, the album's great and people are digging it. So who cares what the haters say?
There you go. Right.
Switching gears to talk about a new album release. And here comes a pun. This is one that you should care about.
Yeah, it is. Okay, I'm into it. Tom Krell, the man behind How to Dress Well, hinted at his return earlier in the week, scattering clues about an upcoming album called Care around the online universe. Now he's confirmed details of the upcoming album and, as predicted, has shared a new song. It's titled Lost Youth and Lost You. That new song, which you can hear at exclaim.ca, is on the new LP, which is due out September 23rd, courtesy of Domino Records. The full 12-song track listing is at exclaim.ca and includes guests including Jack Antonoff of Fun, Dre Skill, Kara Lys Coverdale, and CFCF, all on production. It will, of course, mark the full-length follow-up to 2014's What Is This Heart? The new single was produced by the aforementioned Antonoff, and it hit streaming services on July 27th. The track starts off dreamily and explodes into an epic squealing guitar solo. So head over to exclaim.ca to hear that, as well as see the cover to the album and the track list.
Sounds like one to look forward to, and lots of cool names in there as well working on the album.
Yeah, he's a great singer, a really great natural voice, and he'll be on tour. So if you want to hear it in person, head to exclaim.ca to see the dates in Toronto and Vancouver for now. Hopefully more Canadian dates on the way.
Very cool. All right. One more to round it out, talking about festivals. Have you ever heard of Forms? Neither have I. It's because it's brand new and it's in Toronto.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one. Not that Toronto needed another festival option, but this one is very unique, very cool. Titled Forms Festival, the inaugural edition will feature electronic artist Laurel Halo, as well as Arcade Fire's Jeremy Gara. The festival will run from September 28th to 30th, with events scheduled to take place at the Great Hall and Performance Space Rally Ossington. Press materials describe Forms as a, quote, three-day festival of emergent culture that celebrates artists and thinkers who take risks and challenge convention through experimentation. The opening night of programming at the Great Hall is said to bring out a, quote, immersive blend of AV live performance, interactive art forms, architecture, and sound. This will include work from Parisian duo Nonotac, Toronto producer DJ Bambi, and Montreal's Suzy Technology. In addition, Forms will host a number of summit events over the course of the weekend, which are expected to have speakers touching on thought-provoking ideas currently shaping the urban experience. And in case that wasn't enough, a full list of artists participating in Forms Festival has yet to be revealed, but the lineup will be unfurled in full by early August. Tickets are on sale now at an early bird rate, so if you are interested, snag a ticket. This one sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's what a steal. It's under $50, and it sounds like even in their initial release that it's going to be just an awesome festival.
Yeah, very cool, experimental, boundary pushing, different.
Very cool. All right, we're going to get back into the charts now, live from Sappyvest in Sackville. We'll be back with Steven in the second hour of the program for more music news. That's right, we are live from Sackville, New Brunswick for the Earshot 20 and Sappyfest. Lots of great stuff happening over the course of the weekend, and I just want to give you a little taste of that. If you're here in Sackville or if you're listening, get your butt here. There's still time, still tickets available. You've got the opportunity to see acts like Little Scream, Ott, Weird Lines, Nap Eyes, all kinds of stuff, and a set this evening from our friend and my co-host for the show this evening, Shotgun Jimmy.
Sorry, celebrity
my celebrity co-host. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah, I put that out there, didn't I? So we've got all kinds here for you over the next 2 hours, but there is all kinds happening over the next 3 days right here in Sackville, New Brunswick. All right, Jimmy. So do you want to do this now, or do you want to?
No, let's.
You
want
to do it now?
The time is nigh.
Okay, so you've got a special treat.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away, so I'm just going to let you.
You know, it's a bit of a giveaway because I talk about some of the stuff that's happening on the chart, and we haven't got to it yet.
Okay.
But it's a bit of a reveal.
All right. Well, I'll let you do your thing. You go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to just to sort of ruin the mystique of radio, but I'm just going to move this microphone a little further away from me, and then can I ask you to crank it a little bit?
So yeah,
I can
sure.
Check one, two. Yeah, I know what check one, two. Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
All right, so this is a little song that I just wrote about the charts. Oh, yeah, is that coming through?
I can hear it, so I think everybody else can probably
you guys hear
getting
it as
that, well.
You catching that gold? Pretty good, right? Oh, yeah, here we go. Earshot top twenge round the bases in steel. Up from 13 to 4, it's heaven for real. AT in the subs, up from 12 to 7. Hanging with Anthony in the boots, CHMA, Sappy 11. Heading down to Mel's to eat a cheeseburger. Weaves are on the charts, you better believe it. Mister, Weird Lines are on the charts too, my friend. Check them out on Sunday, main stage, 10 p.m. Booyak. Shotgun Jimmy in the house. Keeping it real.
Oh,
there we go.
That was more than I could have ever asked for, and I loved it, every minute of it. It was so great.
Well, if you enjoyed that, I suggest you come to my rock show tonight. There's going to be more of that, those epic freestyles down at the Thunder and Lightning Bowling Alley this evening.
That is so good. It's my question is, can people bowl while they're...
No.
No, okay. It's
I'm
totally
in the area where the bowling lanes are.
Are not.
Well, like I'm on the lanes.
Oh, okay.
That's where the stage
is.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. I like it. Okay.
Yeah, I did play. Once I played at a place in New Jersey that was Ashbury Lanes, and there's the stages in the middle, and there's lanes, bowling lanes up beside you, and people are bowling while we were playing. It was kind of cool. I felt like I was in a movie.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
All right. Well, I love the rap. That was great.
Well, yeah, it was a rap, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was channeling hip hop music.
It was, sure. But it was good, and we'll have to. I know we have that recorded now, so that's going to be another hit. It's so good.
Yeah, well, that might not be the last rap of this year's live simulcast.
That's right.
Let's say simulcast together.
Okay.
Simulcast.
I like it. We are broadcasting live from CHMA in Sackville, but we are also on the airwaves in St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM, our home station where we typically record and broadcast the Earshot 20. So thanks to all the folks down there for making this happen. Thanks to CHMA and their staff for making it happen here. All right, more of the charts on the way, although I don't know if we could ever top that great song you just performed for us, Jimmy, but we're going to try. Coming in at number 15, up two spots from number 17, is the Zorgs. The album is called Chew On It. Here's a song called Cruisin'. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Mambo together. Mambo together. Mambo slow. Remember, the rhythm is mambo. Mambo together. Mambo slow. Remember, the rhythm is ready. Mambo together. Mambo together. Mambo slow. Remember, the rhythm is mambo quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Mambo
Remember, your feet will be together. Quick, quick, slow. And.
I feel like I could do the mambo now.
Earshot top 20, Shotgun Jimmy and Anthony in the house.
I love it.
Zappy 11.
Zappy 11. Don't, you're already ready for Zappy 12.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. That's good. All right, that was Mambo by DJ Shadow in at number 14 this week, up from 27 last week. And in before that, you heard the Zorgs, Cruisin', the name of the song, the album Chew on It, and they are at number 15, up from 17 last week. Anthony here with you, and Shotgun Jimmy joining me as well to bring in the countdown this week. We are excited to have him. It is a real honor to have a celebrity guest co-host.
You know, the only other celebrity shift I've done is once I celebrity bartended at Thunder and Lightning. That was a lot of fun. That was happy last year, actually.
That's cool. How did it go for you, though?
I was kind of like Tom Cruise in Cocktail, in the movie Cocktail. You know, I was like throwing bottles around and catching them and winking at all the ladies, and it was good. I look good behind the bar.
The real question is, you were throwing the bottles, but were you catching them or were they just hitting the floor?
I was catching them.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was good. I'm pretty good. I can juggle, so it's celebrity bartending is, and there's a big cross. There's a lot of overlap between juggling and celebrity bartending.
It sounds like you have a lot of talents. Like, outside of just being an incredible artist and musician, you have hidden talents as well. Juggling, I would never have thought that someone would be a juggler and
a musician. I'm full of it. I can't really juggle. But last time that I was in town, the real celebrity bartender, John Clater, who works at Thunder and Lightning, he attempted to teach me to juggle. So I'm learning, and I have a master that I'm studying under right now, but I have a long ways to go.
Yeah, it's
before I'll throw a whiskey bottle in the air.
See, I watch one episode of Bar Rescue, and I think that I'm able to be a bartender, and that's just not reality.
There's a lot that goes into being a bartender. It's a lot harder than it looks from the other side of the bar.
A lot of patience too, and a lot of respect for our friends in the bar industry. All right, we have three more tracks to get to before this hour is complete. And of course, we're doing it all live from Sackville and CHMA, which is where Sappy Fest is happening. But Sappy Fest isn't happening right in the studio. That'd be pretty awesome. We just had a live performance possibility.
That was actually the first performance of Sappy, technically.
Technically, yes. Yeah. I don't know what's happening at the Kids Corner Power Jam, but...
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable. That starts at 7 p.m. sharp, so get down there.
Yeah. I love it. All right, we are going to get to it. Three tracks more with Shotgun Jimmy coming up in just a few minutes' time. Right now, we're going to get to your number 13, up from number 41. And I'm pretty sure this is where Brian's really convenient, because Brian keeps track of where all of the, like, if they've been on the charts before or not. I'm pretty sure Burning Hell has been on the charts.
Here, I'll just make it up.
Okay.
Even though I don't know what's going on. Yeah, this is actually the 73rd time that Burning Hell's been on the chart, which is great.
All right. And they're back in again. They dropped down to number 41 last week, but they're back up to number 13 this week. Their song that you're going to hear from the album called Public Library is called Men Without Hats, which a little bit of rain out there right now, so a hat might be a little bit convenient, but...
What a segue.
I know.
Beautiful.
Right? It's I don't know how I do it. Men Without Hats, your number 13, it's The Burning Hell. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
A $10 bill in my hand, Sir Johnny's face getting wrinkled and damp. I went down to the mall on Saturday after cartoons. I made straight for the tape store. I knew exactly what to look for. I skipped the candy shop and the clown with the animal balloons. I saw it on the rack with the other new tapes, that baby face with the gap tooth gape, and I grabbed one quick like a pervert in a video store. I was shy, it was my first time, so I joined the girls with the girl bangs and lined them when I got back home. I discovered what my ears were for. That was my first day in the world of pop music, where the sound of a drum or the strum of an acoustic could pop it all open like a blister in the sun. A world where Johnny played guitar and Janet played bass, and they started a band just to see their face in a magazine, cause what else is there to do for fun?
binders in the backs of my hands, and writing out lyrics with the help of rewind, pause, and play. Math class flashed past in a blur of zeros, daydreaming about all those musical heroes who never needed numbers to say what they had to say. Meanwhile, I developed an unholy affection for the older girls in the smoking section, with the boots and the buckles and the pins and the circle A shirts. The music was rough, but strangely enough, turned out I liked getting angry and shouting about stuff. I knew the message was meaningful, though I didn't understand a word. And so I discovered another world of music where the kids are alright, just like the Who said, you count to four, then play the one or two chords. You sort of know where Hey Ho, Let's Go is a legitimate chorus, and you can search the stacks, thumb the thesaurus, but there's no synonym for rock and roll. I guess I have to think of something to say. So to all the young girls and young guys out there, experimenting with drugs, experimenting with hair, press record on your 4-track, or whatever kids are using these days. It's life or death, but it's also just music. It chooses you, you don't get to choose it. But once you're hooked like a rug or a charm. So hats off to Ivan and all the rest of you bands. Thanks for giving us so many good reasons to dance. Thanks for giving us so many good reasons to sing along.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 12.
Favorite car. she wants it.
That was in Blonde. Oh.
I see what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay.
That was in Blonde at number 11 this week. Up from number 15 the week before. And the album called Goodwill Come to You.
I can't do this. You're on your own.
The song called Take Me Higher. And before that was Jesse Lanza, number 12, down from 7 the week before. Oh No, name of the album, Vivica, was the song you heard. And the last set of three for this hour of the program, The Burning Hell, Men Without Hats is the name of the song. The album is Public Library 13, all the way up from 41. It is Earshot 20. We are live in Sackville at CHMA. And broadcasting as well in St. John, New Brunswick, our home station, Local 107.3 FM. I am joined by celebrity guest co-host this week, Shotgun Jimmy. You've been great so far. I'm really enjoying this. Brian is scared that he's going to get replaced.
No, I could never replace Brian.
No, he's
not in a million years.
I know he's listening, so I'm sure he takes extreme comfort in that.
Brian, you're sorely missed, but... I am having a good time, but I'm not going to move to St. John and steal your job.
Not going to oust you.
I love the port city though, but
it's a great place.
Yeah.
It is a great place, but so is Sackville. And this weekend, jam packed with musical entertainment, comedy, all kinds, even stuff for the kids. There's just all kinds happening.
Food too. There'll be food.
Oh, food.
For those of you who like food.
I'm a fan of food. We've got lots of music lined up coming up in the next hour of the program, of course, and music lined up all weekend. You're going to hear from bands like Mono, Bart, Ott, Little Scream, also Weird Lines, Nap Eyes, Julie Dwaron, The Wooden Stars. It's just there's so many great acts playing this weekend. And, of course, a flagship show from our very own Shotgun Jimmy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say partner.
Yeah. No, your show is going to be awesome. And now that I know that it's on the bowling alley, like the actual lanes, that makes it even better.
You're going to throw a ball at me?
No.
Are you going to roll a ball at me?
Well, I'm not saying no.
Depending on how the next hour of radio goes, you'll decide.
Exactly. All right. Well, that does it for the first hour of the program. If you're just tuning in, it is the year Shot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, joined by Shotgun Jimmy this week as we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out that website. Also, check out our syndicate partners. We have over 25 great radio partners that carry this program. We thank them all for airing the show. Carry us on radioforall.net if you want to download the program or podcast through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in and stick around. Next hour of the program, we have the top 10, music news, and much, much more. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.